Ron Owens, KTO Radio. We are talking about 28% of accidents involve talking or texting on cell phones. That's the result of a huge study by the National Safety Council. Joining us on the line, Senator Joe Simidian, who introduced at least the hands-free legislation and no texting in California. Joe, you're on a cell. Please tell me you're not driving.
I am not driving, Ron. It's good to hear from you.
All right. I'm doing well, but what about this? 1.4 million crashes, 1.4 million caused by cell phone conversations, 200,000 text messaging. Gist of the article is you can come up with all kinds of laws, people evade them. It's just not strict enough, and education doesn't work. Where do you go?
Well, I think it's a combination of education and enforcement over time. We had not just a decade when folks thought it was perfectly okay to lift the cell phone up to the ear or even text while driving, but a growing number of folks who used cell phones. During the last decade, the number of folks in California with cell phones more than doubled. So you had a growing number of drivers, a dramatic increase in the number of folks who could afford cell phones as the prices went down, and you put those two together, it's not surprising that you get numbers like these. I do think there are some things we can do here in California to toughen the laws. We're going to be looking at that in the coming year. We've had some experience now. It was back in the middle of 2008 that the hands-free law took effect. And I got to tell you, we just got final numbers for 2008. And in the immediate aftermath of the new law on the books, we saw collisions down by close to 20%, fatalities down by more than 20% here in California. Ron, that was probably something like 700 fewer lives lost on the highway on an annual basis in the immediate aftermath of the law. So I think we've had a significant impact. I think it's clearly been worth the effort. But I think if we get a little more serious and a little bit more rigorous in terms of the fines and the enforcement, that we can have an even greater impact. Clearly, it's a significant problem. And I as someone who's been talking with you about these issues for a long time, I'm pleased to see that they're finally getting the attention I think they deserve.
Understood. But when you and I talked, I mean, I was a huge supporter of hands-free because I never bought into this idea that there's no difference between hands-free or handheld. However, National Safety Council's got 120 studies that say there's really no difference.
Well, we had a very good study here in California that was done, and it's the one study done by the Public Policy Institute of in California here, right out of San Francisco, and they did something nobody else had done. They said, let's look at the first few jurisdictions that passed hands-free laws and see whether it really made a difference. And they went and looked at New York and New Jersey and Connecticut, the first few states, and they came back and said, we think if there's a hands-free law in California, we can save between 300 and 900 lives a year. In fact, our own experience in California, as soon as we had the law on the books, we saw something like 700 fewer fatalities the following year. I think we've had good results. And you and I have had this conversation. It's not that we can eliminate the distraction with a hands-free conversation. It's that we can at least make sure somebody's in control of the car if they're going to be driving while they're distracted. That's the critical difference. And as I say, we've got results now in California that say it has made a difference. And I think it can make an even greater difference if the fines are a little bit more meaningful, if it was a point on somebody's driver's license when they got a ticket.
Well, then that gets to the question of, is there the political will up in Sacramento to do that?
Well, we'll find out this year. I wanted to give the new law a little time to work. It's been a year and a half now since the hands-free law was on the books in July of 2008. I think we've had real results that say it's a lifesaver. I mean, Ron, every day in California, somebody's going to sit down to dinner with their family at the end of the day who wouldn't have otherwise made it. I think that's worth a moment of care, and I think most Californians would agree with that. Now that we've got this kind of data coming from folks at the national level, the Obama administration had a national distracted driving summit last October that I attended in Washington, D.C., I think people have finally gotten the message, and I'm hopeful that this year in Sacramento we'll be able to toughen it up enough so that we get that next bunch of drivers who still haven't quite gotten with the program.
Yeah, last year the president had a texting ban. He imposed it on all federal employees while using government vehicles or using government-issued phones. So he's serious about it. One final question, Joe, though. It says ultimately we'll get to the point where the only way to do this and do it right is signal blocking. Do you think that'll happen? Would you support that?
I don't see it anytime soon. I think people have gotten accustomed to the convenience and efficiency of using the phone while they drive. I just think if we're going to do it, let's make sure that something like texting while driving ought to be an absolute non-starter. It's just so inherently unsafe. The telephone conversations at a minimum ought to be hands-free, and people ought to exercise some judgment about skipping the calls that they don't really need to make. I do think we can do more, even in the current political climate, and still let people have that cell phone conversation if they want to have it, and, you know, fair enough. But as you know, this is one of those areas where it's taken a long time. Progress has been more incremental than we might like, but hundreds of lives saved, and probably 6,000 fewer collisions a month, Ron. I mean, we're talking about 75,000 collisions a year that don't happen in the aftermath of the new law. I think that's a good start.
It's a very good start. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a million, Ron.
That's Senator Joe Simidian, and of course, he is the legislator behind the idea of at least banning handheld cell phones. We'll use those on the beach. Cell phones while you were driving.